Today's podcast is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Everybody knows that going through resumes could be tougher than listening to Nickelback albums on loop, and just posting your job opening in one place isn't going to find quality candidates. Because if you want that perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com, posting your job to over 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and get the qualified candidates you're looking for rolling in with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more judging emails or having calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, December 6th, 2016, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Factual news. Yes, that's right. We are back once again to talk about the actual factual news here with the News AF team. First, a man who is already planning the hashtag Tyson Exposed party. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm so good. So I have to expose myself? Is that...
You have to slowly
expose.
That's how you drop people.
Your fake Twitter account has to be exposed.
Oh, okay. I don't have a fake Twitter account.
Not yet. No, hold on. For the record, you have many fake Twitter accounts. You just don't happen to run any of them.
Yeah, they're not mine.
Yes. It would be a Tyson exposed party if we found out that you were actually the fat Tyson Apostle and future Tyson and all these other ones.
Yeah, all of them. What? That would be crazy if that was me, dude, doing that.
That's
how
so
stoked
much work.
Would you guys
what
be?
A mastermind. I think the only one that's really still out there is Fat Tyson Apostle. That's the only one I think that's really stuck.
No, they're all out there still.
Okay, well, I only hear from Fat Tyson. Also, here is the man who is trying to get through this with a birthday hangover. The birthday boy, the eye in the sky. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing good. I'm still here. I didn't die.
1 year older.
Mm-hmm. 1 year older. And now the same age as Rob Cesternino.
Yes. Wow.
Does that make us smarter than Tyson? We've seen
wise.
More,
it makes you more wise.
More.
Wiser. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now,
what would you like to know, Tyson?
What does 38 feel like, man?
Just a lot. Very similar to 37.
Mm-hmm.
What are the main differences?
Oh, I don't see things in black and white anymore. I see a rainbow of colors.
All you see is color.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not like you, Tyson.
So is it?
I'm above your petty worries, your day-to-day petty worries. I see.
You don't have
picture.
Those?
No, not at 38.
Rob, is this true?
No, I have many petty worries. I've had more since I was 37. They only multiply. So I got to do what Danny's doing.
Really?
Yes.
They multiply exponentially?
Yes, it must be all the exercise that Danny's
exercise
able.
Exercise twice a day, Rob.
Yes, I hear three disappear. Times a day is where you need to get to.
That's where I have to get to if I want to be faster than these other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Tyson, is it true that you are trying to schedule a guy's night in honor of Danny and you can't get him over?
It's in honor of Danny.
Always.
So as you know, and this is a spoiler free. This will be a spoiler free conversation right now, mm-hmm. except for there is one spoiler, but nobody will know. So Westworld, the finale was last Sunday.
Yes.
On HBO.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. And, now we're going to go back and watch the 1970s movie starring Yul Brynner.
Looking for clues.
Looking for clues. Yes.
Yes.
To see if we can figure out the entire show.
If the so hints and the whole answer key was right there the whole time in the 1970s movie Westworld.
Yeah. So we're watching that tonight at my house. Danny's invited. as are some other gentlemen. You're invited too, Rob, if you can get an Allegiant flight from LAX.
I would
to
love
Provo
to be there. I would love to be there.
See, Tyson always extends invitations to people, and actually a lot of people take them up, and he always invites me. The problem is, if you're going to go at night to hang out with friends, you're going to pay a price later on with your wife.
You can bring her.
Well, then I have to find a babysitter.
Yeah.
So it's like, is going to watch a movie made in the 1970s worth yes. what I will have to listen to later when I get home late and I have to hear about all the things that my wife had to put up with?
Here's my arguments. Yes, because it will be hilarious.
Okay.
Two, it's a movie made in the 1970s, so nobody's going to be paying that much attention to the film. We're going to be watching it and laughing and having a discussion about how ridiculously awesome 1970s films were.
Mm-hmm.
What if I were to watch the movie at my own house in the comfort of my own home?
Then you would have your perspective.
Then we hang out tomorrow. Uh-huh. We could have the same experience.
And podcast about it.
Well, just go running together and we could do all the jokes and all the high fives, and I wouldn't pay near the marital price that I would if I went tonight.
That's true, but you'll pay a greater financial price.
Interesting.
How so?
Because you have to rent the movie.
No, isn't it on Netflix? I think I saw it on Netflix.
Really?
Is it on Netflix?
Or Amazon Prime, yeah.
Oh, maybe Amazon Prime.
Oh.
You know, the irony of all ironies is that I have to watch my kids because my wife is going out on Ladies Mom's Night.
Oh, wow. Rob,
that's the irony of all ironies.
You're in for a world of hurt. You'd know what happens when all those ladies get together.
Yeah. And you know what they're doing on Mom's Night? Are. Not watching 1973 Westworld.
Yeah.
They're going to ceramics class. They were going to paint some clay.
Oh, what's that place by my house called, Danny?
Yeah, I talked to you just the other day about it. I asked you how many pots you made.
Yeah.
I can't remember. We have a place like that by my house, and it's a chain, and the name's escaping me right now. Yeah.
So my wife and her friends are going to be out doing the pots all nights long. I'll be home. I'll be home alone watching 1973 Westworld.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to?
I would love to. I think that there would be nothing more fun than to watch the 1973 Westworld at this point.
Let's just time it so that all of us start the show at the same time.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. And live tweet it.
Yeah.
Oh, no spoilers. All right. So let's get into talking about some of these news stories. Of course, they get sent to us all week long. tips@newsaf.news. Also, probably even more so than the email address at this point, Group AF, our Facebook group, is where you can send us these stories. People are commenting all week long. We select the best of the best with the help of News AF intern Lita, who does a fantastic job. And let's get right into it. Our top story at this hour, the Canadian law enforcement has announced a new deterrent to stop drunk drivers, where if you are apprehended for drunk driving, the police in what part of Canada is this, Danny?
The cold part.
Yeah, one of the colder parts.
Prince Edward Island.
If they bust you for drunk driving, not only will you be escorted to the police station, but they have a copy. They have seemingly one copy of a Nickelback CD, and they will be playing it in the car as you go from the police station or from the scene of being pulled over to the police station, Danny.
You know what I pictured when I read this story? That scene in The Big Lebowski when he's in the taxi and the guy's playing the Eagles and he asks him to stop playing the Eagles and that he hates the Eagles. So I'm hoping that this will be as annoying as it was to the dude in that taxi.
It will be. I think it's quite the steep punishment for drunk driving, but maybe that will get these drunk drivers off the roads.
By the way, Nickelback responded to this and they were grossly offended.
Does the punishment fit the crime?
Is it cruel and unusual is what you're saying?
Yeah. Does the punishment fit the crime? So what was Nickelback's response?
They were offended. I only read the headline and maybe, a summation, but it sounded like they weren't happy that people were being tortured with their music.
Yeah,
is it a humanitarian crisis? I mean, are we going to hear from, some kind of human rights committee on this?
We might. Here's the thing. I have a confession to make. As a hilarious joke, I went to a Nickelback concert once.
Okay, and you loved it?
And it was hilarious for about 5 minutes. And then I was like, well, I drove an hour to get here, so I have to stay longer than that. And it took every fiber of my being to stay put in that seat. They had a lot of fire, like a lot of pyrotechnics going off. So that was like something. But look at these photographs. Every time it'll make me laugh. And what did Johnny say?
That was good, Tyson.
Yeah, great. You're
basically saying it as well as he did.
I think the biggest problem is so that the album they're going to play is the 2001 Nickelback album, Silver Side Up, which I guess has a couple of hits, including How You Remind Me, probably the biggest Nickelback single there is. I think the worst
And Photograph.
Those two. Is that also on there? I don't know
if it's on there. That's their other big hit, though.
Yeah. So I think the bigger problem is going to be when you're listening to all of the B-side tracks from Nickelback, including Woke Up This Morning, Too Bad, Just For, Hollywood, Money Bought, Where Do I Hide, Hangnail, and Good Times Gone. I think that's appropriately the final track of the 2001 album, Silver Side Up.
Do they have to drive around until the perpetrator hears all of the tracks? So they're just making circles around the police, around the jail or the police department until they get through that last song?
Is it like a Clockwork Orange type thing where they just sort of like put some sort of a headset on the person and then like escort them to the police station?
Yeah, because I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking the cops driving the car would have headphones in to play something better than Nickelback. So they're like, you're being tortured. I am not.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Why? For the police, maybe they have some sort of like riot gear that it's going to be able to
block the noise.
Or earplugs at the very least.
Yeah, you would think
so. Now, you do know that this is not the first time music has been used as a form of torture. The CIA used it on Guantanamo against prisoners.
So what would they play? Britney Spears?
They played Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
They played the Barney theme song. Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Oh my God, that'd be dope.
AC/DC, Shoot to Thrill, and Hell's Bells.
Yes.
BG, Staying Alive, Christina Aguilera, Dirty, and a handful of others.
Yeah.
So are these because these are songs that people don't like, or because people that are generally imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay view this as Satan's music?
Well, it was meant to be annoying, just like the Nickelback. I'm surprised that Nickelback didn't make the CIA's list. You know, they're the intelligence community, but they weren't intelligent enough to put Nickelback
on the top of that list.
Yeah.
Enter Sandman? Are you kidding me, dude? Do you know how hard I would be rocking out?
Sleep with one eye open. Yeah, the guy would be like headbanging in the back of the police car. He'd be probably into it.
I will admit, Enter Sandman is a bit Nickelback-ish.
But it's a great song.
Especially when Rob sings it. Rob just did the Nickelback version.
No, Enter Sandman is not, dude.
Yeah.
Look, I love Metallica.
With that guitar solo and all that stuff going on, that's not Nickelback-y at all, dude.
Yeah, but the way Rob just did it,
made
Rob
it very
bridged
Nickelback-y.
The gap.
I ruined
with
it.
His Nickelback impersonation.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Listen to it. Sleep with one eye open. And then the other one was,
whipping your pillow tight.
We need a remix. We need P. Diddy to come in and combine the two.
Yeah. Or Tiesto or somebody. That
or
mixes.
One of those internet users who has lots of time and they do the mashups with all the songs that sound the same.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably know somebody that listens to the podcast that would do that for us.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be a great
Can we
service.
Find a Nickelback song and a Metallica song that have the same timing?
And a News AF podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think that people will be going nuts when they're like walking around in Prince Edward Island and then they see like a cop car just blasting Nickelback?
Blasting
like,
Nickelback.
Ah,
yes.
We know what happened.
Maybe that's what it is. It's also
so.
A shame tactic. One of Tyson's
public shaming.
Favorite, tactics.
The only tactic that works.
Yeah, so do you think this will be effective, Tyson? Are they going to cut down on drunk driving because of this?
I think it's hilarious. I don't think they'll cut down on drunk driving because of this, but I think that when the drunk drivers do get pulled over, they'll be like, ah, man.
Don't you think they should play Nickelback in the parking lots outside of bars to drive the patrons back into the establishment?
Oh, you think that we should just be using Nickelback all over the place? Any sort
of
like...
I'm wondering if it's better as a deterrent rather than a punishment.
Right.
Like, put it in the parking lot on the loudspeakers. They come out of the bar. Oh, I'm gonna puke. I got to go back in.
And to keep like dogs in your yard instead of using those shock collar like things, you can just play like Nickelback around the perimeter.
So you think perhaps if the powers that be behind the Dakota pipeline, if they really wanted this pipeline bad enough, maybe they should have resorted to the Nickelback.
Yeah, they could. And here's the thing. You know what's even worse sounding than a studio recording of a band. A live.
Oh, wow. You think that they should have brought Nickelback in live to move the protesters?
Or a live recording, like a concert recording. Be like, here we go, dude. It's not cleaned up at all.
Maybe they could get the concert recording of Nickelback in Portugal when he got a rock thrown at his head while he was singing.
So you think in any of these places where we're having an issue with like some sort of like protest or like, you know, crowds are, you know, stampeding, Nickelback should be on call?
Or Enter Sandman, according to the CIA.
Yeah, they should give these guys top security clearance and then fly them in wherever they're needed.
I think the CIA should start their own super band to create the world's worst music. Like bring in like Clinton on sax.
Yes.
And like Cheney on lead guitar. You know, get some ex-politicos to come in and play some of the instruments to just put together.
I believe Tim Kaine plays the harmonica. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in Edwards, he played an instrument. So we could get a couple of these people to
Tim
put Kaine
together. Tim Kaine can tell jokes, too.
Yeah, the CIA album.
That's good.
I don't think you use these people. I think you find real true magicians that are already known. So you're like, Chad Kroeger will be the lead singer. The Edge from U2 will be
with his delay pedal, his infinity delay pedal just driving you crazy.
And then you just have like all these guys who's like one of the worst drummers in rock and roll.
That is a great idea, Tyson. You want to put together a super group. This also sounds like a great Hollywood movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you've got a great idea.
Yeah, they fight crime by just driving the criminals insane from their music. So you got Chad Kroeger on vocals, The Edge playing guitar from U2, who's a terrible bass guitarist, who's a terrible drummer. We need a terrible bass guitarist and terrible drummer.
Well, aren't all bassists considered terrible by their own bandmates?
Except for a few of them that are the leads in the band, like Les Claypool and... doesn't Geddy Lee play, or does Geddy Lee play instrument or no on Rush?
No, he does. Yeah, he plays the bass.
He's bassist,
and he's awesome at it. But I think it might be better to get someone like the Allman Brothers Band on guitar, because they can play like 15-minute guitar solos that will make people's just die of boredom.
Yeah, but imagine a 15-minute guitar solo by The Edge. That would be even worse.
Well, he'd work in conjunction with one of the guitarists from the Allman Brothers, although they all might be deceased, but. Together, they would create probably the most boring song ever known, and people would just be lulled to sleep. Yeah. Like, I feel like rioting, but I'm super tired because Chad Kroeger and those guitar solos are just draining me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if anybody needs a mouth trumpet to come in on one of these bands, then...
Could you maybe audition for it right now?
Only song. Yeah. You need more. You need to branch out musically.
You're very sleepy,
Danny,
also.
Are you going to battle him with mouth trumpet right now?
No,
let's hear what you got.
I
got
to warm up my lips. It's kind of cold in his basement. I just don't feel prepared for a lip battle. I
mean, whoa. Just a couple other quick things on this. I know that the editor of the News AF podcast, Scott St. Pierre, is going to say that Nickelback is good. And it has a bad reputation, so let me just voice that opinion in honor of Scott.
On behalf of Scott.
Yes.
You can also put out there that while we do make fun of Nickelback, they get the last laugh because they sleep every night on a giant pile of money.
Yes, worth $60 million, according to Kellyanne in our Facebook live chat.
Jesus, dude.
And also, here's the quote from Chad
Kroeger.
That's
a hope for everybody. It's just nice. It's like, okay, if these guys can make it as a rock band, then we can make it as a rock band, too.
We hate them because we hate them.
I can make it.
Yes.
I can, yeah.
Here's what Chad Kroeger says. I don't think that all the haters and the critics know how many favors they've done for us, because otherwise we would just be this whatever band. But it's the haters that drive Nickelback now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Way to turn that frown upside down.
Yes.
So you think he has like a Mr. Fusion that he just jams hate into?
I mean,
and that propels his DeLorean into the future.
Well, Tyson, I follow Chad Kroeger on Snapchat, and there's just some nights where he's just like ranting about, oh, the haters, all
Is
the haters. Oh, get off my Snapchat, you haters.
Are you talking about Chad Kroeger or Spencer Pratt?
Yes, Chad Kroeger.
Chad Kroeger does that too.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. talk about a more serious story. Yeah. Here's one that's going on about a woman who is on trial for the murder of her husband in Michigan, where the only witness is a pet parrot. And the bird is reportedly repeating the victim's final words in the tone of the voice of the man, reflecting a conversation between the man and the woman. And
almost sounds like a cartoon. Is this a cartoon you're mixing
like
up
an old line? Cartoon, like an old, not like a new recent cartoon, like an old one.
And apparently the parrot keeps citing the final words of don't expletive deleted shoot.
So when they go to court, is he going to say, I'd like to now call Petey the parrot to the stand?
No, I bet they recorded it because they can't. They can't rely on the parrot performing in front of a huge crowd like that.
But you can't trust the recording.
They filmed it.
Yeah, you can't trust the filming. Parrot. Have you seen Marvel Civil War? Look at the CGI work in there. I don't know what I would believe if someone showed me a video in court. Whereas they need to bring in the parrot to make sure that it's all up and up.
No, you can't. I watched the O.J. Simpson trial stuff, the real show and the fake show, and you can't rely on stuff like that just working out. You have to have control over that, and you don't have control over the parrot performing.
Your Honor, we'd like to cross-examine the defense.
Yeah, that's
witness.
A good point, Rob. How do you cross-examine the parrot?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't see anything, did you, parrot? Say, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe did they try to? Are they leading the witness? Yeah, that's a good question.
Petey the parrot, can you pick out which one of these women you saw murder the man? I mean, she's not going to be able to pick her out of a lineup. If she does, it'd probably be biased anyway, because that's the same woman that feeds her.
Yeah,
right. Would the parrot be able to identify the murderer in court? Mm. And could they say that the parrot was just watching a movie?
Yeah. That's
they
a good argument.
A bunch of stuff.
You're giving the defense some great ideas.
Yes. How is there not a making a murderer type documentary about the case of the parent as the lead witness in this murder case?
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because this case is too fresh, dude.
Okay, we need to wait.
No, a year.
We need to get there right now and record it while it's fresh. Like, we need to be the first on the scene recording this so that when it breaks out, we have all that early footage. Kind of like making a murder.
Yeah.
Yes. She shot her husband 5 times and then attempted to take her own life, but survived a bullet wound to the head. Well, now, hold on. Is there much of a murder trial here? It doesn't seem like she's even trying to plead that she is innocent.
She should have shot the parrot.
Yes. She wasted a bullet there.
Yeah. She's going down in flames. She's probably regretting letting the parrot walk.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're surviving a bullet gunshot at point blank to your head, then I feel like you're Wolverine, right?
We might want to look into that.
Yeah. So it's unclear as to whether or not how she's pleading in this case.
I think what we can learn from this is that you shouldn't keep a parrot around your house because you never know when he's going to spill the beans.
No. You should keep a parrot in your house. That if somebody tries to murder you. Right. They walk in, they say, oh, he's got a parrot. All right, let me go murder somebody else.
I know how this woman's pleading.
How?
Indestructible.
Well, the reason you don't want the parrot in your house is because if he can repeat what you say, you don't want him repeating all the horrible things you mutter under your breath.
Yeah, that's true. Although, I feel like that I might want the parrot that my wife says more
stuff.
More things to me. And I feel like I might want the parrot there as a witness. I mean, having kids is almost as good as a parrot.
Oh, and you can relive that moment that wife said horrible things to you by the parrot repeating it constantly. So
right.
It reminds you of how horrible you are as an individual.
Plus, it's like why can't you just leave a camera or a recorder in that position? Because it would be the same. You can come home and the parrot can be like, I want a divorce so bad, but I don't have the courage. And you're like, where did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so I'm planting lines in the parrot?
No.
Okay. That's what you heard when you got home.
Let's say
work.
You go out, you come home, and the parrot says that to you, and you're like, there's only one person that could have come from.
Right, right. Yeah. So this is... This is like instead of getting like a webcam, this is like sort of like a more ethical version of like eavesdropping.
Yeah, it's a pre-webcam webcam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's also, it's also like this will, maybe it will hold up better in court because I think in California, if you're recording conversations, don't both people have to know? Isn't that the law?
Yeah. So do both people have to be aware you have a parrot?
I don't think so.
This whole thing seems like the plot of a Flintstones episode.
I do think a parrot might be nice.
That's the exact old cartoon that I was thinking.
Right. If they ever had like a murder trial on the Flintstones.
Yeah, this would be it.
This would be it. So we'll see if we get more news out of this trial of the parrot. And if parrots become admissible in more court cases.
Yeah. And when do the parrots start taking over the humans?
Oh.
When they can stop molting from stress.
If the animals would just combine all their skills, they could create a pretty strong community. The parrots would be the voice of the community.
Mm-hmm.
The crows would be the criminals. The monkeys could be the hands. You know what I'm saying? They really need to work together if they want to equal just one of us.
Or one person needs to control all the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Noah.
I don't know if he had control over them.
Well, he had to. How did he get them. Those things onto the boat?
He got a couple. He got 2x2 on there, and the lions didn't eat any of the lesser animals except for the unicorns.
That's true. I don't know if he could get them to do his bidding, though.
It was a long trip.
It was a long trip.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, we needed a Japanese correspondent. Nobody has answered the call just yet, but here's another story.
That's because we haven't given it in Japanese.
Yes.
Arigato, mi amigos.
Don't try it, Tyson.
So there is a new amusement park allegedly coming to Japan, and it is an amusement park that is also a spa, seemingly with all of the amenities of a traditional amusement park, yet everything seems to be filled with hot water. So you go on a roller coaster and you're sitting in hot water. You go on the Ferris wheel, you're sitting in hot water. You walk around, you play games in a towel and a robe. Tyson, does this seem like someplace you'd want to visit?
How do you say a STD in Japanese?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that maybe that should be the name of it. I don't know. I feel like a roller coaster hot tub, maybe it would be cool because maybe the centrifugal force would keep the water in the hot tub as you're doing a loop-de-loop. But I think you'd lose a lot of water.
Every time you came to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slosh. Yeah.
I think this is another reindeer delivery scam.
Yeah.
Not scam, but attention grabber. Because he said he wanted to build it because the video had so much attention.
Yeah.
It wasn't something he's like, look, this is a future project we're going to work on. He's like, look at this video I made. Oh, it's quite popular. Yeah, we're considering building this.
Once it gets 1 million views, we're going to consider building it. And I was like, dude, I've been in a video that has over 20 million views and I didn't build shit.
Yeah.
Plus, can you say, how do you say disgusting? In Japanese, because that would be another word to apply to sitting down in a roller coaster that already tons of people have sat in all day and week.
Well, especially if it's a very scary roller coaster that you don't know.
Or
what.
If children are getting in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're just asking for like human soup.
Should that Man be soup. The name of one of the rides?
Yeah.
Man soup.
Man soup. Just tons of the edge of the water would just be tons and tons of pubic hair, like in a bathroom in an apartment filled with dudes. That's what you'd
and
see.
Then,
the hair ring.
And then all these ladies would come out and be like, I somehow was immaculately conceived too. Somehow I have this baby.
What's going on at this roller coaster, according to you guys? This is not...
No,
there's a lot of bodily fluids floating around in tubs, bro.
Tyson's going sexual with his imagination.
No,
I'm just saying in terms of
that's
germs,
not sexy at all.
Well, Tyson, how is the man seed getting into the... tub seat.
It leaks out of the man's. I don't know if you know how it all works.
I can send you a video that explains how children are made if you want me to later today.
Okay.
Now, there is this video that you guys mentioned where you can watch different people enjoying the rides filled with hot water. Tyson, this doesn't seem appealing at all to you, riding the Ferris wheel, that this might be a relaxing trip for you and Rachel?
Riding a Ferris wheel in general isn't appealing, and sitting in a hot tub to me is also not appealing. So now, those two things combined is like double gross.
Combine a communal hot bath that never gets cleaned.
Waiting in line to get in a communal hot bath that does two things I don't really care about.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the still shot here that from these is like the thumbnail of the video. So it appears that there's a woman who's in a towel sitting in water. I mean, I feel like that doesn't really, I don't understand what's going on
there. Japanese have quite the backward culture.
Yeah, everybody's in towels. There's other pictures where they're walking around, kids are there, they're all in towels. I don't understand the towels.
Yeah. Seems dangerous also. Seems like you might slip. Like, where are you putting your water shoes?
Yeah, really.
Your
slippery.
Crocs?
Aqua socks?
Crocs. Yeah.
I think it's all 1980s Nike Aqua socks.
Yeah. So you think this is actual craptual?
Yeah, will never come to pass.
Okay. I think it's reindeer. It's the reindeer.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about the reindeer later on in this show. We have an update on that story. So let's talk about a sad story, which is also somehow involving Asian culture. This is very sad news this week that the creator of General Tso's chicken has died this week at the age of 98.
And the creator of the Big Mac?
As well, yes. We lost. They say bad things come in threes, but we lost.
Like the Einstein of fast food.
Yes, we lost the creator of the Big Mac this week and also the creator of General Tso's chicken.
They're not the same people, Danny. They're two different, separate beings.
Oh, I was like, wow, this guy's amazing. We should probably build a giant statue.
They're two separate beings, but they're one in spirit, and they're one in... Yeah.
He wasn't like the John Lennon of fast food, that he had all of these different, hit fast food items. It wasn't one guy.
So, yeah. Rob, you think that there's another guy about to croak who's created some great food magic?
Yes. Yes. I think it's possible. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think that these things do tend to happen in threes.
The Big Mac is huge.
Right.
General Tso's chicken's huge. I just saw that on the menu at Panda Express, maybe in honor of him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why all the flags have been half-mast?
Yes.
Maybe Jared Fogle will be taking a shiv.
Oh, boy. if we're lucky.
But he didn't make the sandwiches, so I guess they wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's think. Who else is super old?
Well, the Colonel's already dead, right? I mean, they cloned him.
Colonel Sanders, I believe.
He's got a bunch of clones wandering
both
the earth.
Both of these guys were 98 years old.
Yeah.
Do you think they also invented their food items in the same year? Because if that's also the case, then we just have to find somebody that invented a food item in that same year.
Yeah.
That's 98.
It's like the Big Bang of food.
Yeah. Food inventors that are 98 years old. Can we Google that?
Go to celebritybirthdays.com.
Okay, Google.
Okay, they're not real celebrities.
Show me food inventors that are 98 years old.
These people are heroes.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Yes. The creator of the Big Mac is Michael Jim Delegati. Danny, could you explain to me why his nickname is Jim if his name is Michael?
Maybe his middle name is James.
Yeah,
and
we don't know what his
that.
Middle name is.
Okay.
Maybe like the first 10 years at work, they just called him Jim. And then they didn't realize their mistake, but it already stuck.
They hadn't invented a Michael name tag yet at McDonald's, so they just had a Jim, and he just wore it to get in the door. Are you impressed with the Big Mac, Danny? What's the more impressive feat, the Big Mac or the General Tso's chicken?
The Big Mac, I think.
Why?
I mean, billion served. And it's worldwide. I know the name differs country to country. Not everybody's has the Big Mac, but I think most people would recognize it.
Yes.
More famous than General Tso, who might actually be a general.
A dictator. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, where does he rule? What country does he rule?
It's interesting. I do love the General Tso's chicken.
Is it your favorite dish at a Chinese restaurant?
It's one of my favorites. It's just so bad for you.
Was he a general?
I don't even think it's a real guy, General Tso.
But why?
Yeah, and I don't even think it's a real Asian dish. I think it's a dish that was created in the U.S. Right? What is in the General Chow's chicken?
It's basically like fried chicken in a sort of a tangy sauce, but it's very delicious.
What's bad for you about that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's, everything that's bad about fried chicken and then like covered in like a
sugary
molasses.
Sauce.
Right.
It'll be interesting within the next 1,000 years to see who has the bigger body count.
So you're saying that these people are not
responsible for more deaths.
Yeah, these people are not heroes, Danny. You're saying that they
most heroes kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I still think that they count as heroes. It'll just be interesting to see who has the bigger body count.
Yeah. According to Quora, they say according to this, the dish General Tso's chicken is named after Cao Tsang, an actual 19th century general in the Qing dynasty, a civil and military administration, and one of the best known historical figures in Hunan's strong military tradition. So maybe General Cao was a bad guy.
Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
Yes.
He got his own chicken. How many people get their own chicken dish?
Yes. I mean, have we sort of passed the point where we are naming food dishes after generals? Like if I came out today with Schwarzkopf Swedish meatballs, Tyson, would that be popular?
If it was delicious, yeah.
Yeah.
Schwarzkopf balls.
I think it's we're on to something.
I'm impressed that you could name a modern general.
Schwarzkopf. Everybody knows Schwarzkopf.
Oh, I know.
Operation Desert Storm.
Storm. Sure.
I know who he is, but I there's no way I would have gotten that off the top of my head like Rob. So points to Rob.
The Schwarzkopf Swedish meatballs are going to storm your Super Bowl party this year.
Are they going to start serving them at IKEA?
They'll be a direct competitor. The Schwartz balls will be a direct competitor to the Swedish balls.
The Schwartz balls?
Yeah,
throwing Schwartz it back balls. To space balls, a little space balls reference there.
Yep. All right, so we'll see what exactly is the next food item taking the world by storm. All right, this is something else that I'd love to know if you guys are considering. Danny, you're another year older this week. Have you
and
considered
another year closer to death?
Yeah. Have you considered thinking about what to do with your remains after your inevitable demise?
I told you I want to be put into several garbage bags and flung into space using a gigantic trebuchet.
Okay. Well, a new company in Seattle is offering to turn the ashes of your departed loved one into a colorful piece of glass art, coming with a custom inscription. And it's only for $145. Tyson, this seems like a great deal.
I'm setting $145 aside right now for when I pass.
Yeah. This could just be sort of like on a coffee table. I mean, this is a nice decorative piece. You don't have to worry about spilling it on the ground. Like,
you know what
an urn.
You could even do?
What?
You could even like do a smaller one of those in like a ring or a pendant for your neck or something. That would be cool. That'd be something.
Do they fit all of the ashes in there, or is it just like some of them? What do they do with the rest of them?
Probably flush them.
They have a video. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
And here we flush 85 to 90% of the ashes in our toilet, which is rarely used.
The first process, you hand us your container of your loved one's ashes. We put that in the garbage, and then we continue to make a glass bowl that is beautiful and we feel will represent your loved one's desires.
And it has some ash in it of something.
Yes.
All ashes is molecularly the same. So it doesn't matter whether it's your loved one's ashes or simply charcoal coal.
Or the ashes from one of our glass handlers' cigarette.
Yeah. Right. Right. Do you think that there's any part of an actual person in any of these things?
No. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm more impressed when they build those
sarcophagus.
Yeah. No. Not sarcophagus, but sometimes you go into churches and they have the bones of saints laid out.
Yeah.
I think that would be
cool.
A lot cooler. Like,
where do they have that?
In European churches. Every now and then you'll go in. There's a name for them. I can't remember. Like
fossils?
no, what they call it. But anyway, you go in.
Skeleton?
And we could do, let's create a service, a service where we will take the bones of your loved ones and we'll just bejewel the living hell out of them.
You want to bejewel the bones?
Bone bejeweled.
Mm-hmm. Not bone bedazzlers. I think if you...
Bone bedazzled. Yeah, that's good too. Yeah. I like that.
Bone dazzled.
The bone dazzlers.
Bone dazzled. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's onto something.
Rob, Danny, Tyson, the bone dazzlers.
Yeah, so people will just have like a sparkly skeleton at their house and they say, oh, there's Tyson.
Yep.
Or we could make like a workshop where loved ones can come in and bedazzle the bones of their deceased loved ones.
Mm. Oh, on their own. And then we put them in the kiln and they come back the next day and pick them up.
Yeah, Tyson, Color Me Mine is the name of that pot place.
That's where Nicole's going.
Yeah, Color Me Mine. We'll do Bone Bedazzled.
Yeah, I have Color Me Mine within walking distance of my house. Are they going to that one?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Wow. So maybe we could get this something going here. So you have a loved one, they pass, and then you come in and then you bling their bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is this too morbid? Are people going to want to do this?
Maybe to the modern mind, but I mean, obviously in the old school world, they had no problem with it. Maybe we need to bring that back.
Hmm. Yeah.
The bone dazzlers. And if bone dazzlers doesn't work as this enterprise that we say, we could always turn it into a band with Chad Kroeger, the lead singer.
The bone dazzlers.
The Edge would be the guitarist.
That is a great name. The Bone Dazzlers, starring Chad
Kroeger.
Well, I just wanted to say Chad because you get the whole idea of who he is by with that word.
Okay.
Chad Kroeger and the Bone Dazzlers.
It's a good name for a band.
They'll dazzle your bone.
Okay. This was a story that was sent in to us about another question that the internet is starting to think a lot about. And this is a question about if a giraffe was to wear a necktie, where would the necktie sit?
I already addressed this.
Either around its neck or at sort of the end of its torso where the neck begins. Tyson, you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, I have. I already shared them on our Facebook page, which our Facebook group, News AF.
Group AF.
And what I did was, here's the thing. If the giraffe isn't wearing a shirt, because a lot of people's argument is it should be right above the collar or where the collar of the shirt would be, which is at the base of the neck.
Yeah.
But if you look at the picture, the giraffe obviously looks way more formal with the tie up right under its head. Yeah. And if you're not wearing a shirt, you can kind of Chippendale freestyle that a little bit. So I think like if he's going somewhere formal or if he's really trying to look nice, you got to wear that tie up at the top of the neck. But if you're kind of relaxed and you're like at the bar with coworkers after a hard day at the office, you can lower that guy all the way down to the base of the neck.
Yeah, that's
there.
A good point, Tyson. So sort of like when he is like at the formal event, that's sort of like top button buttoned. Then later on in the night at the after party, he's sort of like open the top button and loosen the tie. That is
exactly.
The lower picture here of the giraffe with the really right near where its legs are, as opposed to
exactly correct.
The more formal giraffe who has the tie up closer to its head. Danny, do you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, whatever you do, don't ask Cam Newton about this.
Oh, he'll be suspended.
It's a touchy subject right now for him. Why not a bow tie? You know, would it be the same issue if you gave him a bow tie?
Don't ask Camel Newton either. Right.
It would be the same with a bow tie too, yeah.
So, I see it being up high because I think it would look better. It would kind of accentuate
the bow tie would look better.
If you put it up high, draw a little attention. Mm. I'm sure that's some part of the mating ritual.
Right.
Giraffes.
People are going to argue that it needs to go where the collar of the shirt is, but I argue this. Giraffes don't wear shirts, you idiots. And so when they're wearing their ties, they have the freedom to put the tie anywhere on that length of neck that they so desire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like a peacock, I mean, they're going to want that colorful tie on their neck because I'm sure that's how they bring in the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're on something
that plumage.
Giraffe should wear a bow tie.
Why not?
Yeah. I think that'd be like a fetching look for the giraffe.
If a giraffe wears a bow tie, it should go at the top because then the bow is facing straight out.
Yeah, then it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we cracked the case on this one.
Yep. Okay, case solved, dude. We're just like a bunch of regular Matlocks.
The modern Matlock right here.
Yeah. And then who's and Columbo.
Yeah. And then we have an update that Danny mentioned from last week. We told you on News AF, we broke the story about Domino's was using reindeer to deliver pizzas. But at this hour, they've called the whole thing off, Danny. No more pizza being delivered via reindeer.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
They listened
at all
to our podcast last week and heard all the logistical problems with it and decided we were right.
Yes. They have said, Domino's has announced that it is too difficult to control reindeer. And they will no longer be using them to deliver pizza. So somewhere Santa is laughing, saying, oh, you thought it would be so easy. Mm-hmm. Anybody could just do what I do.
Erasing this Domino's app from my phone right now.
Yes. Instead, they will be festively decorating motor scooters.
Yeah, that seems like that's not even a consolation prize.
Right. Oh, can I get a pizza delivered to me via motor scooter?
Yeah, like it would have been. At least bring in the hot tub monkeys.
Or a hot tub roller coaster, right.
Yeah.
Hot tub, monkeys, and roller coasters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too difficult to control reindeer. Who would have thunk it, Danny?
Well, we did, Rob. We did.
Yeah,
I do have to say,
think that.
I'm looking at a picture of what the scooter looks like, and they have attached antlers to the top of like the golf cart. And I don't know. I do think it is kind of cool.
Maybe it's the early days of the Westworld reindeer right there.
Hmm.
Oh.
You mean from the 1973 version?
Well, yeah, or this is the very beginning of like a Westworld type of animal. It started off with the Domino's delivery scooter, but then finally became, it eventually looked just like a reindeer. And then those reindeer were delivering pizzas.
So these are the first versions of the 1.0 reindeer.
It's like those early computers that we all laugh at now.
Yeah.
Not so much.
So Rob, eventually we will get to the point where we just have like full on robot reindeer that go and deliver the pizzas, Danny. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
We'll
Makes
all sense.
Be bored.
Yeah.
Well, what if the reindeers start turning murderous on us and start gaining consciousness and start realizing that they're trapped in a matrix, sort of?
Well, that's why we all need a parrot at our house.
To witness the reindeer murder.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's unfortunate, though, that our best robot minds are not focused on robot reindeers at this point.
Yeah.
What are they focused on?
Cars.
Cars?
Yeah.
What about the sex robots?
Yeah, that too.
They're heavily involved.
Seems like
Bob said he didn't want to talk about that, though, because it's consuming too much of his time.
Well,
he thinks about it too much. So that
I don't want to mix my podcast life with my with my real life research.
Whatever you do, Rob, don't bring the robot prostitute home while the parrot, your parrot, is there.
Yeah.
I'm just warning you, that's just a bad mix.
Yeah. Why does it have to be a robot prostitute, Danny? Yeah, why does are you saying I can't get a real robot?
I don't think you're going to have the money that can buy a robot straight out. So I think
you don't think he can win the love of a robot, genuine love.
Rob is going to be a robot rental guy.
Robot rental.
I think you can win the heart and love of a robot. I don't think that you need to pay a prostitute robot.
I'm really insulted, Danny, that you would assume that I could only get a robot prostitute.
Rental. Robots will not be called prostitutes. They'll be called
rentals. Called dating, Danny.
But the good news is that every time you hire one of these rental robots, they will be bringing you a pizza.
And you get a punch card. Is there a punch card too?
Yeah,
of course there's a punch card.
Okay.
Rob punches it every time.
Yes. Yes. The card. Okay.
The card, yeah. Of course.
Yes. All right. Danny, we should check in with all of the stories that you're watching this week. And are we still calling it the bolt hole, or is it Danny's backseat browsing?
No, you know, everybody seemed to like the bolt hole so much more than... unless we can come up with something that's really a gem.
Bedazzle, a bone dazzler.
Bone dazzle. Once we can bone dazzle the name, then maybe I'd be willing to change. I don't actually have a lot of stories. The only thing I wanted to comment on, and a lot of people saw it, and I spoke earlier about it, is that guy who punches the kangaroo in the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only I wanted to talk about, because I've never seen a human punch an animal in the face.
Hmm. I'm sure it happens.
Yeah. You haven't watched the Conan O'Barbarian movies?
Those documentaries are pretty old. So I'm talking about the modern world. And out of all the animals you could punch in the face, I think that a kangaroo seems really threatening. Because after he punches it, there's this moment when the kangaroo is looking at him like, WTF, bro.
Yeah.
Did you just hit me in the face?
Well, could you set up the backstory here in terms of the guy who punches this kangaroo in the face?
Okay, so if you haven't seen it, there's a video out there.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
I can't vouch for its authenticity, but the kangaroo has got this man's dog in a headlock. The man goes out to confront the kangaroo. The kangaroo lets go of the dog, but the guy still punches it in the face.
Yeah. No.
This guy,
he's not the aggressor here.
No,
the dog is trying to get back to the kangaroo, and the man is standing there trying to get the dog away.
Yeah, that's the dog's fault. Okay, he should be punching his dog in the face, not the kangaroo.
Yeah,
the
I don't know. I'm calling it actual craptual on this video.
I kind of felt like that too. Like, it's just too, look at it. It's just, it's something strange about it.
Yeah, I'm watching the play-by-play here. And so first off, if a kangaroo has your dog in a headlock, what are you worried about? Well, what's going to happen here, first off? Like, what's worst case scenario?
Kangaroos are pretty tough, dude.
Yeah.
Your dog dies.
But he's going to choke your dog out and then just put him down.
That the kangaroo knows a sleeper hold?
The kangaroo could kill a dog, I think.
The kangaroos are pretty tough.
Yeah, kangaroo could also kill the guy. The kangaroo, have you ever seen those old-timey videos where the kangaroos box the professional fighters? Yeah.
I have the kangaroo gets into like a real fighting stance also.
It does. Yeah. It's terrifying.
And they're ripped, dude. They have all those muscles. They got crazy muscles, dude.
And then the guy, you know, throws a haymaker at the kangaroo and it lands, and the kangaroo, like, I feel like takes it like a person also.
Swings back, shakes it off a little bit. Like, holy crap, what just happened? I'm stunned, but I can't like let this guy know.
Yeah.
It really is a great video.
I feel like, and plus they did a search early on when the video came out. Nobody knew who the guy was. So there was one of those cries for, let's find this guy. And it turns out, according to the internet, to take that for what it's worth, he works at a zoo.
Truth.
So
he works at a zoo?
Or he deals with animals in some capacity or another.
So maybe that's why he knew how to confront a kangaroo. And that he could punch it and it would stun it.
But if you can't control a reindeer, what are
or
the
can't
odds
control
you, can,
his dogs.
You can guess and control
well, how
a
how do you know this
kangaroo?
Guy can't control a reindeer?
Well, you're right, Tyson. I haven't tested his reindeer control skills, and maybe that's what Japan was missing, was this guy. But I don't know. For a dog, I don't know if I would go out and punch a kangaroo. Because
that
kangaroo looks pretty pissed off.
You don't love a dog like this man loves his dog. This guy works at a zoo. He loves animals.
Okay, how do you let his dogs get so close to a kangaroo?
Yeah.
An angry kangaroo.
The dog rushed the kangaroo. The dogs are curious, dude. They will run at any animal. They have
and then
no
the
fear,
dog
dude.
Almost runs right back to the kangaroo after the guy risks his life to free it.
All right.
That's how much the dog cared about the owner.
Well, you know
the
what?
The owner cared way more about the dog than the dog cared about the owner.
If kangaroos can punch and kangaroos can get things into headlocks, then let's get a kangaroo in the UFC.
No.
But not in New York. You're not going to get that in New York.
Why not?
They have the stricter rules. I mean, they just barely got their first bite there. I think that maybe in Vegas you'll get a kangaroo. What's that guy, the Irish guy's name? Maybe we can get him to fight a kangaroo.
Hmm.
You think?
I don't know. I would never fight
McGregor?
A kangaroo. McGregor. They can kick, too.
Well, they mostly kick. But here's the thing. I think PETA might be a little bugged by this.
Yeah.
Not
and
if the
I would like
kills
to distance myself from this conversation, PETA, if you're listening, which you undoubtedly are. Because
you don't think
everywhere.
PETA would be on board with no. Bones Jones versus kangaroo?
What no.
If he gets him in the Bones Bedazzler? Yeah.
What if the kangaroo kills the guy by smothering him in the pouch?
Still,
a great move.
Still, PETA would be upset by it.
A pouch smother.
Yeah.
Grab that head and push it into the pouch, dude. You know how gross that'd be? You probably drown on your own vomit.
All moist.
It's all all moist and sweaty with kangaroo you'd sweat.
So you're saying you die the way that most rock stars die?
The kangaroo pushes your head into the pouch. You instantly vomit, filling the pouch with your own vomit and choke. It's a classic kangaroo pouch smother.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You'd be done for.
Then the kangaroo snacks on your puke.
All right. Quite as good. That's enough.
Wow.
All right. Anything else?
And you know when you die, Rob, a lot of times you shit your pants. So imagine they finally recover you.
I'm done imagining this.
You're drenched in vomit, and somebody needs to change your pants too. It's just like a whole embarrassing thing. And like the headlines are like, Tyson Apostle, former Survivor contestant, died today at the age of 42, fighting a kangaroo, drowning in his own vomit and shitting his pants.
Yeah. Danny, would you rather have your head in a kangaroo's pouch or ride one of the roller coasters at the spa amusement park?
Oh, no.
So you're asking essentially whether I would rather have my face in the fluids of a kangaroo or my lower torso in the fluids of a man.
Well, and women.
And women, yes.
Both.
I think that at the end of the day, I feel like the face is a bigger violation. So I would do the roller coaster ride in the human fluids.
Okay. I'd be interested to know what the commenters think.
By the way,
what's their vote?
That video would have, if it had ended like Tyson's fantasy, you would not want that posted on the internet. That guy took a real risk going out to confront that kangaroo.
I bet he didn't even think that he could in the end.
He wasn't thinking it through.
Yeah. But the pouch. Do male kangaroos have pouches too?
They have stuff. They need to carry stuff.
Do we know that was a male kangaroo?
I mean,
seemed pretty macho.
Pretty strong.
It did seem macho, but all kangaroos seem kind of scary.
Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Well, great work once again covering all of the news items this week here on another edition of News AF. Of course, if you want to get your news items into the show, if crazy stuff happens in this week, there's no guarantee that there'll be any crazy news 1 week from now. But if it does, you can post it in our Facebook group. Search for Group AF on Facebook or tips@newsaf.news. Tyson, after your impassioned plea last week for more reviews on our iTunes page, did the listeners follow suit?
I'm refreshing right now because I always have the News AF page on iTunes opened.
Yes.
And I have to refresh, so I'm refreshing it right now.
Let me also give a shout out to the great Sean Falconer, one of our fantastic listeners, who put together a chart of Tyson's hierarchy of woodland creatures.
Yeah, it was
from
great.
Last week's show. An infographic.
That is awesome. His bones deserve to be bone dazzled when he dies.
Yes.
We'll offer him a coupon for 50% his bone dazzle.
Yes. So according to Tyson's chart, it worked out to be with sewer rat is at the bottom, then a house mouse, then a pack rat, then a field mouse, then a squirrel, then a chipmunk is the least offensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Got it right.
That's right. That's
now
right.
Now we need to send that out
to all
the schools.
And scientific communities.
And scientific,
So many stories from the Group AF that we didn't even get to that we easily could have talked about how Instagram is betting you can't tell the gender of close-up nipples. Did you take that quiz, Tyson?
I haven't taken the quiz yet, but I think I don't think you could, Tyson.
I don't think you could.
Yeah.
Well, because they're obviously finding more feminine nipples on dudes,
right,
and more masculine nipples on women, and doing that that way. Like, you're obviously getting thrown off, but in general, I think you can decipher the difference between a male and female nipple in general.
What?
Like, if you were to show me 1,000 random nipples that you hadn't hand selected to trick me beforehand, I would get the majority of them right.
Yeah, and let me just go hot take: close up nipple, pretty gross.
Do you think you'd be able to
male or female?
Would you be able to distinguish between a monkey nipple and a really hairy man nipple?
Most of the time, yes.
I think so. I would guess so. Yeah.
By the way, as a rule, I don't take online tests because the last thing I want to do is expose my ignorance.
Right.
So I live in my, you know, my little bubble, and I don't take those tests because they don't want to find out how stupid or colorblind, how terrible I am at recognizing shapes. It's just a bad way to destroy your self-esteem.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the story about the bishop who claimed to make men's penises larger by massaging them with his hands. Although that's generally how it works, right? That's generally a good way to enlarge it.
Wait, what is this? What are we talking about now? My interests are peaked.
Yeah, I bet you're peaked right now, Tyson. What church do you have to go to, Tyson, to get this?
Yeah, this is from the Metro UK about a bishop who is claiming to enlarge a man's package by massaging it with his hand.
Sounds like witchcraft.
In witchcraft. Ghana. This is from Ghana.
In Ghana, where they're like, yep, it worked. Oh, it reversed itself, so I have to go every week to get the procedure.
You
got to
do research
again
on a story like that before you say it out loud, because that just sounds too funny to be true.
Yes.
That sounds
also
like the Onion.
According to this story, that the bishop also has offered to massage women's breasts in order to enlarge them as well. So
no, this is not a true story.
It's from the Metro .co.uk.
Most reliable news sources.
Let me do a Google image search to find out if this is true.
Yeah. Although now that I'm looking at the front page, this could be a fake news site.
It's too
to see.
Funny.
Wait, is this from Macedonia?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We got to check into that.
Okay.
Guys.
All right.
We got eight new reviews.
Eight new. Okay. Oh. There we go.
Yeah.
They heard
you, Tyson.
We're going
to get to all of them. Yeah. I just want to thank Rappy Hour, CN Fan 1, Matt. Is it? It's Muccia. Is that Matt Muccia or Matt Muccia or Matt Muccia or what? They call him Moose.
Okay.
And then we have Adacel or Adacel. I think it's Adacel. Then we have Tim W753210. And then we have one by Rupert Bott. And we have one
Rupert Bott.
Yeah, we have one by Jared Cummings. And we have one by iOS Fanatic. So
Rupert Bott.
Do we care to hear? Do we want short or long this week, or a couple short ones, or
a couple short ones?
Okay, so, and then we'll get to the longer ones next week. Don't worry, we're not going to miss all of these, but we're not going to read them all right now. Because what if next week we have another dry spell? You know,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fake review. 5 stars by CN Fan 1. I am not a Macedonian adolescent. asterisk, and then another asterisk.
That's exactly
terrified.
What a Macedonian adolescent
yes,
would probably
that is,
say.
That is exactly what they would say.
There's an asterisk, and then another asterisk that says verified. So I checked that asterisk and cross-referenced it to the other asterisk, and it says verified. So, so that's a good one. Adacel, I listened to this mofo, 5 stars, by Adacel, and it was good.
Sounds like a scripture.
Yeah.
Rupert Bott. Goods this friend's heavy, 5 star by Gosh, exclamation
Does
point.
Does that robot pass the Turing test?
Yes.
Can we believe that was a fifth grader or whatever the age group is, a 5-year-old?
Yeah,
they're getting
Here we
smarter.
Go. Gosh, exclamation point. Fund must said 4 runs. Hashtag salt mines, hashtag reindeer, hashtag bolt hole.
There you go.
Hey. All right. 5 stars by Jared Cummings. I care.
Oh, that's nice.
Very good. Yeah, all right. Well, great stuff all around. So many options for the hashtag this week between Nickelbacky. That's an adjective. Then we also have Bone Dazzled. Okay. What's this? What is this? Schwartzballs? Is that was that?
Schwartzballs.
Schwartzballs.
Couldn't read my own handwriting on that one. There's probably a couple other options. Danny, that it was your birthday this week. Do you have a pick?
I like Bone Dazzle.
Bone Dazzle. Okay. So Bone Dazzle us with your reviews on our iTunes page, newsaf.news. Tyson, anything else?
Is it Bone Dazzle the band or Bone Dazzle the decorations of dead people's bones?
I think it's the verb to decorate a skeleton of a loved one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So not the band starring Chad Kroeger.
It's a company that we will put right next to Color Me Mine, because we'll use those ovens to help reduce
first,
people
to bones.
Oh, at
first we can use their ovens.
And then we'll bone dazzle next door.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I don't feel like I have anything else, do I?
I don't think so.
We're going to watch Westworld tonight, the movie, the 1970s film. Next week for Guys Night, we're going to watch Future World, the sequel to Westworld.
Oh, Future. There's a sequel to Westworld? That's Future World?
Yep.
Whoa. You are immersing yourself in this fiction.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a Future World.
Yeah, that was made 2 years after or something, after the original 1970s film.
You're blowing my mind.
Yeah, if you want to join in Guys Night, let's watch Westworld the film tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week after the podcast, we'll watch Future World.
Future World seems like such a bad idea after Westworld went cuckoo Cocoa Puffs, right?
Well, the sequel, I feel like the sequel to Westworld is... like the Vince Vaughn Jurassic Park 2, where they have to go back and kill all the dinosaurs that they can.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. Very much looking forward to getting back into everything News AF with you guys next week. You could follow Tyson on Twitter at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryson. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the podcast version of News AF, and News AF intern Lita, who curates everything for our news rundown every single week on the show. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.